With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Two killed in an accident 40 miles southeast of Austin, Texas.
Authorities in Bastrop County say a school bus with more than 40 pre-kindergarten children on board flipped over in a crash. They were coming back from a field trip to a zoo, and there were fatalities reported. The students were from the Hays County School District. Authorities say there were some 44 students on the bus and 11 adults. Local media say there were other vehicles involved, including a large truck on State Highway 21 West. I'm Jackie Quinn.
32 people were taken to hospital, some with minor injuries. Reports the dead included an adult and a child. The Senate's inching closer to passage of a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills. Final vote could occur early Saturday morning. Former President Trump returning to the stock market. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corp., a publicly traded shell company, approved a deal to merge with Mr. Trump's media business in a Friday vote. Also at SRNnews.com, a night out in Moscow turns deadly.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for an attack in Moscow that Russia's Federal Security Service says killed at least 40 people and left scores wounded. The authenticity of the claim has not been verified. Russian officials say several assailants sprayed the crowd with gunfire and set fire to the venue. The attack targeted the Crocus City Hall, a large music venue on the city's western edge. The attack took place as crowds gathered for a performance by the famous Russian rock band Picnic. Russian news reports said concert goers were being evacuated, but that an unknown number could have been trapped by the blaze. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The book of Revelation addresses seven letters which were sent to seven churches in Asia Minor. Scripture says each letter proclaimed by Jesus and recorded by the Apostle John declares the triumphs and failings of each of those seven churches. Author and filmmaker Tim Mahoney has just released two separate films based on those seven churches.
You know, Revelation is a big topic and oftentimes very, very controversial for people. What's amazing about this film is we're going to go to the island of Patmos where John received the vision. We're going to go into a cave that they believe is where the vision happened. And we're going to then go to the seven churches. Of the seven, only two churches actually were doing what was right. The other five had problems. You're going to be able to see archaeology, but you're going to understand the context that those churches were dealing with.
More information and trailers for these two new Christian films can be found at sevenchurches.com. That's with the number seven, sevenchurches.com. This is SRN News. The Philadelphia Police Department seeing success in more recruits passing the entry physical fitness exam thanks to a new law that changed the standards.
It's part of a broader effort nationally to reevaluate policies that keep applicants out of the job pool amid a hiring crisis. To close the gap, police departments nationally are reconsidering policies on tattoos, previous drug use, physical fitness, and college credits. Since the law took effect late last year in Philadelphia, 51% of people testing have passed the entry physical exam, compared with 36% previously.
Jeremy House reporting. Missing University of Missouri student Riley Strain has been found dead in the Tennessee River. Police say no foul play suspected. Nashville police confirmed Friday Strain's body had been recovered from the Cumberland River, approximately 8 miles west of downtown where he was last seen. More at SRNnews.com.